Follow Cape Talk on Twitter.
At Cape Talk.
We had so much fun with Rabbit on Tuesday. We decided we'd keep the theme of vintage rock going. I use that term very lightly because our band, they are only 20 years or so in the making, but they are an indie rock band who've been playing together for two decades. A review back in 2011 described them as an energetic band whose take on indie rock is an eclectic montage of punkish guitars, electronic beats, synths and samples, combined with irrepressible vocals and a super octane live performance. They are the Dirty Skirts, and I've got their lead singer and guitarist Jeremy Dottoli with us on the line before we share their new single with you. Jeremy, great to have you on the show today. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's so great to be here. Yay. I just want to tell you that this is our first interview in a decade since we launched our last album, literally our first one.
I can't believe it.
Awesome to be here.
Okay, I'm so glad I get to be the first. Jeremy, you've been together for 20 years. How did you actually form in the first place? When did the band and how did the band begin?
Well, actually, it began in 2004. So that we're strictly speaking on 19 years.
Okay.
And David, the guitarist, and I met and we became friends and started the band. And we started with a laptop and just him and I. And some really awful white suits and shiny green ties. We thought that was cool at the time. We were kind of really horrific. We had a different name. And then we became the Dirty Skirts in 2004. That year, something started to happen, like a spark happened. Something exciting was happening with our music.
And I mean, you were the very definition of an indie band, Jeremy. You did it all yourselves. You recorded the first EP, the first album. You did your own marketing and distribution. You sorted out your own gigs. I mean, you were literally hitting the road with your sound and saying, please let us come and play here. And look where it got you. A best alternative album, Summer, Full Lost in the Fall. That was back in 2011. You shared the stage and opened for acts like Oasis and Evanescence and Snow Patrol. You've toured internationally. You've played all the local festivals. Why has it taken so long to get back into the swing of it? I mean, why am I the first interview in a decade?
you know, a bit of adulting had to happen.
Okay.
And maybe some children were dropped off by various storks.
Okay,
into a few
fair enough.
Chimneys. And so the rock and roll had to take the back seat for a while, or rather there were children in the back seat, and the rock and roll just had to stop.
The guitar went to the
back
boot.
Now.
Yeah,
exactly. And so it was just kind of time. We all spoke to each other. Actually, in the middle of the COVID isolation, we started making some music together over the internet with each other. And even over Zoom and over email, something just radical started to happen. It was like, oh my God, we really love creating together. It is just too fun. We got to put something out into the world again.
And here we are with a brand new single. So it's the original lineup, all of you unchanged.
It's the original lineup, ready to, we'll probably gig in 6 months' time.
Okay.
We will gig in about 6 months' time. By October, we are ready to express ourselves and get a little wild again and just put out some beautiful music.
Well, I can't wait for that moment. And Jeremy, when you are hitting the road in Cape Town, please let us know and we'll get all of you into studio to chat to us about where you're going to be playing and more. For now, we're going to play out the show today with the brand new single. Won't you tell us very briefly about Doomsday Clock?
Okay, so that really optimistic title, Doomsday Clock, it's the end of the world and we all know it. No, really, it's just about getting lost in our phones and scrolling away when there's a lot more important and beautiful stuff going on, including just the view just outside of our windows.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a little bit of a wake-up call, and you can dance to it.
Can't wait to share it with the audience. Jeremy Dottoli, it's great to have you on the show and welcome back to the Dirty Skirts. I'm so glad you found your way back to each other to bring us this new track, and keep in touch, please, so we can tell our listeners when you're ready to gig in Cape Town.